Hello. You are listening to the Carol Connection. With your host, Jared Carol.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Quarantine Connection with your host Jared Carroll, Dylan Wickham, and Jake Wickham. What's good, boys?
How we doing? How's it going?
Good, good. Glad we can get another episode in, episode 4. If you didn't get a chance to check out the last couple ones, last few I should say, they're available on my website, thecarrollconnection.simplecast.com. So, today's episode, what's poppin'? So, I'm going to start off, and through my work, I'm still working, being lucky to work and have the opportunity to still work in a time like this. My work partnered with Brown University in like the Mindfulness Center, and they've been holding like this mindfulness class with meditation and like how to like meditate and be more mindful of your thoughts and controlling within like anxiety and shit. And they had one of the doctors on. I think it was Dr. Judd Brewer. You can fact check me on that. I'm pretty sure it's Dr. Judd Brewer. And he has stuff on YouTube. He has TED Talks, and it was actually really well done. Like, it was a good presentation. Like, over 400 people on there, and it was a cool thing. And they talked about just like being mindful of like, they did a practice with like your toes, just like being mindful which one's warmer, which one's colder. If you feel anything at all, like just bringing attention to like the now and like shit like that, just to try to get yourself off of worrying too much about the future and being anxious. I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool and just wanted to touch upon that a little bit. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more later. But Dylan, I want to talk to you about school being officially like closed down for the year. Still online classes going, but the whole future kind of thing with graduation stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty crazy situation, but it's not really something that's totally been surprising me, at least. Mm-hmm. I kind of saw this coming up probably for at least the last few weeks, because this doesn't seem like it's the type of thing that's going to blow over really quick. So that really tipped me off to it, but I mean, yeah, it sucks. I mean, losing the rest of your senior year, it's your last year of high school, but at the same time, you just got to keep on moving forward. And I mean, you can tend to look back and say what could have been, but I mean, you can't really do that. You got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and just keep trudging away.
That's a good way to look at it too, and I think a lot of people need to look at it more like that. It is tough, because I know, at least for me, I did enjoy my senior year going out. Like, you go 12 years into like a education like program, like it's like your whole childhood, your friends and everything, like everything that you've experienced as a human being before you go into the next stage of life. And it's a big transition to make for a lot of people. I mean, I think Jake can agree with me. I don't think that we are the same people that we were in high school whatsoever.
Yeah, you're going to develop far beyond that. If you're in high school right now, the next couple of years of your life are going to change you completely.
For sure. Like, I think something that I guess we'll talk about some stuff that we miss and some memories, I guess. Just bring up some old stuff, just kind of talk about something different on this episode. And I definitely miss, like, high school football, for sure. Like, that was something that really taught me a lot of values in life. And I think some of the friendships that I made during football, even Pop Warner, I still hold to this day, are like some of my closest friends. I think you can relate, Jake, too, on that.
Yeah, football was an awesome time. And for me, it was a huge time in development, because like growing up, there was some times where I had like the self-doubt, you know, just always thinking you're not the best player. But when you just keep playing and keep pushing yourself, high school football was a great time for me to develop. And I actually got most improved award. We're looking at it right now. But I just got myself in a better mental state my senior year, and you know, I turned my confidence around and turned my game around. So I think high school football was great for me and Jared. And Dylan, he didn't get to play it as much. He tried it, didn't really like it, but
yeah, you know, sports, it was good. Not everyone wants to play football or basketball, whatever sport it is, so I understand it too. Like, I get that. I mean, if you look back towards when we were younger, I want to bring up too how we played a lot of sports when we were younger. Obviously, we're cousins, so we spent a lot of time growing up together. But at least for me, for high school football, it taught me a lot about just like myself and how to be part of a team and work hard. And I really started getting into lifting when I was younger too, because of football. And I think that changed the whole dynamic of the way I look at life, and even the health style that I kind of go today is built off of football.
Yep, lifting with the Archambos.
Yeah, I used to go, like, before it was anyone, it was me and a couple other guys, and we'd go in the basements on the weekends, or, like, it was, like, it was 6 a.m., and we'd lift, man.
5 a.m. sometimes.
Yeah, we used to get after it, and then we once we got into high school, my freshman year, we brought it to, like, the actual weight room, and we were able to hold, like, workouts in the morning for freshmen, and we had a competition and shit, and I there's a picture on my Instagram somewhere. If you really want to find it, I can post it, but it was so fun. Like, you can see all of us, we're all young and shit, we're going into our freshman year of high school, like, we had a pretty decent team, and, like, we really got after it. And I think a lot of the relationships that I had going into high school and even after were built from that freshman year, which was nice. I think something to look back on. It's cool.
Yeah, your freshman year team was crazy.
Yeah, we had a lot of talent.
Mine kind of was trash.
You didn't have as many people, I think, too. We had, like,
13.
Yeah, it's tough. Once you hit high school, that's when sports kind of start switching and becoming more, I guess, serious. So some people don't want to play that, for sure. I don't know. That's something I think about, but talking about our past and just obviously growing up, I think sports in general were just great for us. It always used to be me and Dylan versus Jake and my other brother, Jordan. Like, Dylan, kind of talk to me a little bit about that, too, just, like, from your perspective, because, like, you were younger than all of us playing with us.
I used to remember playing, and I would always have to cover Jordan, which is your brother, obviously, and I just remember when we played basketball, he would always hit threes, and he was so good at it. And I was like, damn, man, I'm too short for this. I can't cover him. And he's like, you have to. You can't cover Jake. He's too fast. And I was like, yeah, I know. But I just remember having such a good time playing basketball. And we played football in the backyard a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd have – me and Jared would have little passing plays and stuff. And
pitch
then,
and lateral. Let's go. That was our stuff, pitch and catch.
And we used to play baseball in the old at the old house.
That was sick.
We'd have the orange foam balls, and if you hit them over the little wall, and it was
the gray monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had a patio in the back of his house, and it was a pretty big yard, and we set up a nice baseball field, and, like, the gray patio was what we called the gray monster. We're from Massachusetts, obviously, for people who don't know, and we like the Red Sox, so green monster, gray monster, and, like, that was the home run area, and it used to always just be me and Dylan, because, like, I was the oldest. And then Dylan was the youngest, and my brother and Jake were same age, so it just seemed like we'd pair it that way, and that's the way it was always. It always was with
always
us.
Always ended up being that way.
And we eventually, once you started getting older,
we got better.
Yeah, we got better.
Although I will say, we were pretty good when it came to baseball, because when I was younger, when I was like around like between 7 and 10, I was like really good with baseball, and I remember
we used to play pretty well. Yeah, I'd say so. I think, too, something I think obviously related to sports is – through all that stuff and physical activity, like, that was something that I always liked to do, and I look back and just, like, reflect on that, and just as we got older, sports played a huge role in my life then, and still today, like, that's something I miss. Like, for people who don't know, I set up football sometimes, like flag football, for me and my friends who still like to play, and, like, I think football is one of those sports where you can't play really by yourself. You need other people to play football.
Team sport,
like, true and true right there. Like, basketball, you could go shoot by yourself. Baseball, you could do tees or get a pitching machine or whatever. Soccer, you can go kick into the net. Like, football, like, you need another person there to throw your passes or do drills or something like that. Like, you could do, obviously, agility stuff, but I think football, you really need people to play it. Like,
yeah, you definitely do.
It's a big factor, I think. Even just watching today, I know, like, the NFL draft is going right now, and, like, I feel like I've seen a lot of people going crazy for it because it's, like, the only sporting thing we've had in recent memory. Like, it's crazy. Did you guys see the Last Dance, like, the Michael Jordan documentary at all?
I haven't gotten to watch it yet. Oof. I want to watch it so bad.
I thought it was really good. The first two episodes, fire. I'm kind of pissed, though, they didn't drop it as, like, a whole, like, the whole time. Yeah, like, come on. Like, why are we doing that? I get it. It's probably ratings.
Yeah, it's a ratings thing. They want to make as much of a splash with this as they can.
Yeah, it makes sense. What do you guys think?
Just sucks.
What do you think about Gronk going to Tampa Bay?
I'm happy for him. To me, it's just like, I mean, a lot of us in New England are, a lot of people are getting really butthurt about it. I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, he was kind of old. Mm-hmm. Brady was kind of old. They're just having a little fun together. They're going down to Tampa, seeing if they can win a quick chip. But I don't know. I wasn't even mad when Brady left. I was just like, well, there goes that. I mean, new era begins. Let's see what happens. I'm excited. I want to see what Bill Belichick can do without Brady. I'm vice versa. I mean, I'm excited to watch football this year. I'm really hoping it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of takes, like, the seriousness out of it for us Patriot fans, too. I don't know. Like, it seems more like the NBA almost, where he got Tom Brady acting like LeBron, just pulling over his boys to come play with him. Like, it just doesn't. They just want to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady just, Like, obviously, he wants to continue his career. He wants to have a blast. But by going to the Bucks, he can just air it out to Mike Evans and all those guys over there. So just having Gronk come over there with him. The guy was already retired. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I think that's a come-up, to be honest, for the Pats. Like, we traded a retired player for a fourth-round pick. I think that's pretty good for us. I don't know.
He wasn't going to go back without Tom Brady regardless. You know what I mean? Like, if he was going to come back, it's going to be to play with his best friend. You know what I mean? He's not going to the Pats just to play with whoever our backup's going to be. Brian Hoyer.
I'm kind of upset, to be honest. Like, once I saw, like, I saw early in the morning, it was like a rumor. And yeah. Then it was like, it's about to happen, and then it happened, and I was like, no.
It all happened so fast. It happened within a matter of, like, 2 or 3 hours. Like,
yeah, it was so fast.
It was like, Gronk might come back. Gronk is back. Gronk is gone. It was just like, shit.
Gronk is gone. Like, as a Pats fan, after years and years of just winning and winning, like, to know that we might not even win our division this year is kind of hurting. Like, it's not a good feeling, like, at all.
I mean, it kind of goes to show the atmosphere, kind of, too, though. Like, obviously, the atmosphere is pretty tense if Tom Brady and Gronk are willing to leave. I think that there's just, like, a lot of pressure on the players because we're a championship dynasty. So I think that's probably why they wanted to leave. They just wanted to have fun. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of is a smack in the face to us fans because now we feel like we're a completely different team. Like, we just have Julian Edelman sitting on the outside watching Gronk and Tom Brady have fun.
And all the memes coming about it.
Yeah, the SpongeBob one.
Oh, my God.
Of Squidward, like, watching Patrick and SpongeBob have
that
fun.
That one was so funny. I'm like, oh, that is so him, though. Like,
that's so true.
Like,
Edelman doesn't want to be here anymore.
I mean,
if his idols don't give a fuck about the team anymore, why should he?
Yeah, I guess. It's, I don't even know, like, is, like, Stidham gonna be the quarterback? Like, I don't get, like,
I think
is
Brian Hoyer or Stidham, yeah.
We'll win games if the defense is good. I mean, run the football.
This year's team is not the team that's gonna be, what, this year is gonna be a waste year.
It's gonna be a rebuild year.
This is gonna be the rebuild year. Give it, in 2 years, the Patriots will be back at the top of their division. Winning games.
2 years?
2 years. The first year will be, this year will probably go between 7 and 9.
I think 11 and 9.
7 and 9.
7 and 5, sorry.
7 and 9 and 10 and 6. I think we go between that area because we have the hardest schedule in the league this year, if I'm not mistaken.
I'd say we seem like a 9 and 7, 10 and 6 team. Like, I think
yeah,
so.
And then this offseason we'll draft good. I mean,
the problem is, we've never really drafted, like, a good skill player really recently.
I don't get skill players a lot. That is true.
N'Keal Harry was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, well, give him a chance. We'll give him a chance.
I don't know. I haven't been believing in N'Keal Harry, but
it's early still.
Yeah, I know. It was just he couldn't run. He wasn't very fast, and he wasn't a great route runner.
I mean, you also had the pressure of Tom Brady on you. I mean,
which I get. I get that, but I don't know. I just think that the Patriots are a lot better with signing veterans, although I will be interested in seeing how their ability to sign veterans actually works with Tom Brady gone, because I'm sure he had a big part of that, because, I mean, playing with the GOAT is pretty appealing if you are an old veteran, you want to win a Super Bowl, but
yeah, so people might not want to play with the Patriots because he's not there.
Well, I think defensive players still might, because the, you know, the lore around Bill Belichick, how he's able to take talent and make it better, but I think that's an interesting dynamic, and I think that Bill Belichick, that's part of the reason why he traded our first-round draft pick, was that he wanted to build up our stock of players more to get more players that'll be, you know, just built in into his system. You know, they'll be hardworking naturally. He's not going to have to bring any, like, seven-year veterans on. And plus, like I said, I don't know if I did say this, but we have, with this next offseason, we have, like, $100 million in cap space. So they're going to be able to make a splash next offseason. So this year we're going to draft. We're going to not play great. We're going to be all right. We're going to draft well, and then we're going to sign a bunch of free agents next offseason.
I hope you're fucking right, man.
I'm telling you. I trust in Bill Belichick.
That's what, I mean, we have to. Trust in Bill. I mean, what else do we have? Because it's not Tom Brady. I can tell you that. It's just got, well, hopefully there's an NFL season, period, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, there better be.
I'm kind of nervous, dude, to be honest. Like, stuff is kind of, I don't know the trajectory of where things are going. I mean, we're still locked down. Like,
they're predicting a second wave.
Are they?
Yeah. They don't know how bad it's going to be. They're taking in you know, the worst case scenarios, but
that's the way they should. I mean, we have to be precautious about this stuff. Like, we don't know enough.
Logically, a disease is going to come back again if there's no vaccine for it. So
facts, and especially if you just open everything up again,
yeah,
and let everyone just go willy fucking nilly and do whatever they want, then it's probably going to spread again.
Stop eating bats.
That or whatever they're doing over there in that lab, China. I don't know. Whatever's going on in China, hopefully they figure it out and we get some type of answer. Like, I don't think I've seen any definitive answer on what really where this kind of came from and what we're doing to kind of stop it. I mean, I don't see any answers really.
Yeah, woke news says it came from a lab.
China doesn't want you to know.
I mean, I don't think they do. I really don't. Like,
they're covering it up. Obviously, they don't.
I think they're covering up a lot of stuff. I mean,
the number of people that got it, number of deaths.
All research papers that are being produced in China about COVID have to be government approved.
Yeah,
that's sketchy. That's just like, why are you censoring so much information about it?
That's the way their government runs things. They censor a lot.
Yeah, but even with that, with COVID research. That's like some shit where it's like, well, our latest findings would show that this might have been engineered and changed up like this wasn't a naturally occurring disease and everyone freaked the hell out. That'd be why they would check that shit.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
We're not going to get the facts out of them, I'll tell you that.
Oh, hell no.
Nope. And people are getting all mad about whatever the president's saying too, and just so much shit going on right now, and just a lot of it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And hopefully things get better with time. I mean, that's all we have. If people just keep practicing social distancing, and even regardless of what they try to do, try to make the best out of the situation. I think that's the best way to look at it.
And practice good health habits.
Facts.
China's mobile carriers lose 21 million users as the coronavirus hits. Because they're fucking blocking everybody's number because they're talking about it wrong.
Yikes.
I don't know.
I think that's it. People are talking about it, so they're blocking their phones.
You think so?
That's what I've heard. I've heard when people talk about, like...
What are you, Adam Schefter? You heard?
Adam Schefter with the report.
I'm hearing reports.
It's true. Look into it. I don't know.
I'm getting information that China is... China.
Whatever. Regardless of whatever you believe, all we can do in our day-to-day lives...
Yeah, Bloomberg. Get that out of my face.
Hey, the only thing we could do is focus on the day and try to be our best possible self in that day.
Improve daily.
Yeah, I mean, mindfulness. It's what I talked about in the beginning of the episode of what people talked about. And it's not for everyone. I get it. Some people aren't going to be into that shit, and it just kind of is what it is. And if you're not into that shit, then it is. Then don't do it. I mean, I don't get people that just like get triggered by something and just like have to feel the need to respond or anything like that. If you don't agree with it, either try to understand why they believe that or don't say anything at all. Like, what's the point?
Don't drink bleach.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Joe Biden, don't drink bleach.
Dude, I've been on that for a month and a half now. It's not a big deal. I'm joking.
Get out of here. All right, we're kind of wrapping up. We're getting late into this, and I don't want to go any longer with this. So I appreciate you guys for hopping on another episode. Great way to end it. Shout out, Dylan.
Of course.
All right, guys. Until next time, see ya.
No shout out to me.
Yeah. No shout out to you, Jake. Sorry. Later, guys.